March 3, 1922. The celestial farmer sows his word. Continuing in my usual state, my sweet Jesus came, but without saying anything, all taciturn and afflicted to the summit. And I, what is it, Jesus, that you don't speak? If you are my life, your word is my food, and I cannot fast. I am very weak, and I feel the continuous necessity of food in order to grow and maintain myself strong. And Jesus, all goodness, told me, my daughter, I too feel the necessity of some food, and after I have nourished you with my word, that same word, chewed by you, being converted into blood, makes food for me germinate. And if you cannot fast, neither do I want to fast. I want the return of the food that I gave you, and then I will come back again to nourish you. I feel very hungry, hurry, let me satisfy my hunger. I remain confused, and I didn't know what to give him, since I have never had anything. But Jesus, with both hands, took my heartbeat, my breath, my thoughts, affections and desires, which had turned into many little globes of light, and ate them, saying, "This is the fruit of my word. These are my own things, it is just that I eat them." Then he seemed to take a little rest, and afterwards he added, "My daughter, now it is appropriate that I get down to work again, to work the soil of your soul, so as to be to able sow the seed of my word with which to feed you. I act like a farmer when he wants to sow in his field. He forms little trenches, makes the furrows, and casts the seeds into them. Then he again covers with earth the little trenches and furrows in which he has sown the seeds, so as to keep them sheltered and give them the time to germinate, to then harvest them increased a hundredfold, and make of them his food. But he is careful not to put in too much earth, otherwise he would cause his seeds to suffocate and die under the earth, and he would run the risk of remaining on an empty stomach. Now, so I do, I prepare the little trenches, I form the furrows, I enlarge the capacity of her intelligence to be able to sow my divine word, and therefore form the food for me and for her. Then I cover the little trenches and the furrows with earth, which is humility, nothingness, the annihilation of the soul, and some little weakness or misery of hers. This is the earth, and it is necessary that I take it from her because I lack this earth. And so I cover everything and I wait for my harvest with joy. Now, do you want to know when too much earth is placed over the seed? When the soul feels her miseries, her weaknesses, her nothingness, and she afflicts herself. She thinks about it so much as to waste time, and the enemy uses this in order to throw her into disturbance, discouragement and despondency. All this is earth in excess over my seed. Oh, how my seed feels like dying, how it struggles to germinate under this earth. Many times these souls tire the celestial farmer, and he withdraws. Oh, how many are the souls like these? And I, my love, am I one of these? And he, no, no. One who does my will is not subject to forming earth that suffocates my seed. Rather, many times I find not even humility in her, but only her nothingness, which produces little earth, so I can place just one layer over my seed. And the son of my will soon fecundates it, and it germinates. And I make great harvests, to then quickly return to sow my seed again. Besides, you can be sure of this. Don't you see how often I return to sow new seeds of truths into your soul? Now, as he was saying this, sadness appeared on the face of Jesus. Taking me by the hand, he carried me outside of myself and showed me deputies and ministers, all distraught, as if they had prepared a big fire, and were wrapped in its flames themselves. One could see sectarian leaders who, tired of waiting before railing against the church, wanted either to be left free to wage bloody wars against it, or to withdraw from the government. They felt the ground missing under their feet because of financing as well as other things. And in order not to make a bad impression, they wanted to withdraw from holding the lot of the nation. But who can say everything? Jesus, all sorrowful, said, "Terrible, terrible as the preparation. They want to do things without me, and everything will serve to confuse them.